This is CPR News. I'm Haley May. If you or someone in your family is dealing with the flu right now, you're not alone. Colorado is among the states where recent flu activity ranks in the very high category. Nationally, doctors' visits due to the flu are the highest they've been since the H1N1 outbreak in 2009. Democratic Representative Brittany Peterson interrupted her maternity leave yesterday with a quick trip to the U.S. Capitol. She came to vote against a Republican blueprint for President Trump's legislative agenda, and she brought her four-week-old baby boy along with her.
I wasn't going to sit back and not vote for anything where I could potentially be the difference, and I knew this was going to be very close.
The resolution passed 217 to 215. The Colorado delegation split along party lines, with all Republicans voting for it and Democrats against. The House version is different from the Senate. Both chambers have to pass the same one, so another close vote may come again soon. Here under the Golden Dome in Denver, a new House bill could require the Colorado State Board of Education to adopt standards related to Black historical and cultural studies. Here's CPR's Elaine Tassie.
House Bill 25-1149 would create a Black Historical and Cultural Studies Advisory Committee within the State Education Department. They would be tasked with providing standards to the state's school districts, schools, teachers, and administrators, with new curriculum adapted starting in 2028. The legislation builds on a state law from 6 years ago that requires funding for education in public schools that's inclusive of marginalized people. The House Education Committee voted along party lines to advance the bill, 8-5, and to send the bill to appropriations. The committee will decide whether there's room in the budget for the proposal. I'm Elaine Tassie, CPR News.
A slight dip in temperatures across the state today. The high in the metro at 46, 44 in the Springs, 52 in Grand Junction. That sunshine sticks around tomorrow, bringing temps back up to the 60s. You're listening to CPR News.